Break a Leg, Darlings by Marian Babson. Chapter 1. After the fourth murder, I began to notice how hard the seat was. It also seemed to be in two pieces, so that if I shifted incautiously, they moved together in a pincers movement, and I do mean pinch. Repressing a shriek, I ground my teeth together and tried to pay attention to the action on what passed for the stage. By the eighth murder, I was beginning to be too fed up to worry about professional courtesy or even ordinary politeness. "Evangeline!" I tried to keep the whine out of my voice. "Evangeline, can't we leave now? Honestly, I don't feel very well." "Shh!" She was intent on the figure in the spotlight, who was raising his head like a bloodhound scenting an escaped prisoner, as yet another victim moved towards him for the kill. My heart sank. It was the girl with the terrible scream. Already I had a throbbing headache from her various demises, each of which she had met with the same high-pitched, blood-curdling, prolonged shriek. That many decibels should never be let loose in such a confined space. I tried to position my hands unobtrusively near my ears, ready to block out the sound as soon as she opened her mouth. "Farewell, Everyone" was strictly a no-budget production. Four actors were playing about 27 parts. I may have miscounted. The light in here wasn't good, and the programme had been typed on a ribbon that had seen its last days long ago, then reproduced on the sort of low-tech, gel-based, clapped-out duplicating equipment that gave car boot sales a bad name. The actors were doing their best to ring the changes with varied hairstyles and wigs, different jackets, or lack of them, for the males.